What is up, Noodle Cups? It's me, Mr. CLC, and I am finally back again with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. So with this one, for sure, I do want to talk about Blackpink, who just released their quote-unquote second full-length album, The Born Pink. And as well, we're going to talk about, it's been a while, but I know Twice had a comeback, a Japanese comeback. Was it between one and two? And I know NMIXX just had their comeback as well with Dice. So I guess we'll talk about that. I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews on that, so I figured we'll check that one out as well. We'll just give a full album review and everything. So yeah, been dealing with a lot of work and just stuff, and I've been pushing this off more than I should be. I am gonna go see Blackpink in Houston. I'm excited about that. So, but in that topic, it kind of does bring up something that, yeah, like I know I've mentioned it in the past. This might actually end up coming to fruition. That, yeah, probably by the end of the year, I may call off the podcast. Just truth be told, y'all, I haven't really been keeping up with K-pop like I should. It just, I mean, I still love it and I still enjoy it, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just like falling out of it, I guess, slowly but surely. And it's just, like I've been getting more to involved into other things, and I've been going back into like my metal music, and like listening to like country more, and also Christian music, and I'm like been pushing away my K-pop, and like I'm not watching these new releases, and I'm just not following the music like I should be, and it's just, yeah, I don't know if it's just because I'm fatigued from it, or if I'm just, I don't know, I guess because, like, a lot of my groups are disbanding or just near the end of their tenures. And as I said, I don't want to deal with a lot of these new groups. I feel very comfortable trying to learn about them and like watching these videos and all that. So as I said before, if I do end up keeping it, unless there's an older group that does come out with something that I would be okay with watching, I'm not gonna discuss, music videos or anything like that. I would just strictly talk about the music, and it's just, I don't know. I'm falling out of it, I guess. And it just seems like day by day, I'm just kind of, yeah, moving on and into a different setting. So, we'll see. I know apparently Dreamcatcher is gonna be coming back with a comeback soon. They just released their teasers. Rocket Punch, I heard, is gonna have a Japanese comeback. I'm excited for that. I think I heard aespa is also gonna be is gearing up for a comeback soon. And all, but just, yeah, at the moment, y'all, it's just, I'm just, yeah, I don't know where to think right now. Maybe I'll be maybe after Blackpink I'll feel more revitalized, but just at the present moment, yeah, that's my mentality. So I'll keep y'all posted, but it, like I said, it's just my thoughts for right now. What else is there? I don't know if anyone's watching any dramas. I finished All of Us Are Dead and Alchemy of Souls. I can't wait to see season two of both shows. Right now I'm kind of in between Sweet Home, and then also I just started The King's Affection as well. I got a list that I want to go through, you know. So I was able to get back Netflix, so yeah, I'm gonna be busy trying to watch these dramas. You know, maybe that would help out too, you know, because technically this podcast is supposed to be about, like, you know, the culture besides not just K-pop, but, like, you know, yeah, K-dramas and all that. The food, food wise, nothing really new. You still find me at Ballin' Box every week. You know, I'm not gonna get rid of that. You know, there's a sushi place I want to go check out. It's called Yellowtail. Supposed to, I heard it's supposed to have real spectacular sushi. So maybe this weekend. Okay, it goes. You know, I have a friend coming in from Dallas for the K-pop night. So I've been trying to stay away from the K-pop nights too. Just, I don't know. I guess that's more me being old, I guess. I'm like, I don't know if I can keep staying up to, like, or staying out till 2 or 3 in the morning or something like that, you know. She's, you know, she'll be around, so me and my friends are like, yeah, we gotta go and, you know, spend time with her. So I guess, like, you know, like, I want to see my friends, so I guess I'll go this time and all that, enjoy it. Maybe just, I don't know, but she wants to go eat too, so maybe I'll just go eat where, you know, go eat and just end it there. We'll see. But, you know, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now and everything. So yeah, first off, I guess we'll start off with Twice, you know, start off on a good note. We'll do Twice and Mix, and then yeah, we'll give the whole Blackpink review and all that. So let me get into that real quick. So yeah, Twice, I believe it is a Japanese comeback, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that I haven't seen it yet, honestly, so I'm pretty behind on it. Was it between one and two, or does it feel special? Or not for special, I mean, at this, what is it? Talk That Talk? I think it's actually Talk That Talk. I thought it was, why am I getting between one and two? Maybe it was like the album deal or something. Okay, so yeah, I'm lying, everybody. I apologize. So I'm gonna watch this because I haven't seen this yet at all. I'm gonna watch Talk That Talk, and then I'll be right back with my review of it. What is up, little cups? Hey, it's me, Mr. CLC, and I'm back with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. So we have had quite a bit of K-pop in the last couple of weeks. I do want to try to get what I can out of the way. For sure, I do want to talk about Dreamcatcher's latest release, their mini album, Apocalypse Follow Us. So that'll be the grand finale. And just in the meantime, what is going on? Drama wise, I haven't really seen anything of recent. I've been kind of occupied with work and everything, with friends and all, so I haven't really been able to, like, watch any K-pop or any shows at the moment. I need to finish Little Women though. I think I'm like four episodes behind. Apparently, Alchemy of Souls, the season two, is gonna be premiering on December 10th. I'm really excited about that. That's one. Let's see. I'm gonna be going to Houston, on Saturday to see Blackpink. So I'm really excited about that. I'll probably make a special episode about that. You know, just my experiences there. It's been, what, 2 years? So really looking forward to this coming out. But I guess we'll just jump right into it, you know. Like I said, yeah, we had Kepler came out with they come had a comeback, refresh, real cutesy, and, you know, it was a real good one. Idol came out with Nude, And I really like that one, the burlesque style of it. You know, if you haven't seen it, yeah, just like the concept style of the video. Soyeon going back to just rapping in Korean, and her part was really a beautiful, beautiful touch on it. You know, just the whole aesthetic of that song is top tier. You know, just it just continues to amaze me how outstanding that Soyeon is with these songs that she comes out with for Idol. So just yeah, 5 out of 5 on that one. You know, well, I do want to focus primarily on Lee Seraphim, Sugi with finally her solo, Stray Kids, and then like I said, yeah, we'll talk about Dreamcatcher's mini album. So I guess to get started, we'll kick it off with Sugi and hers. So Sugi finally had her solo debut after how many years? You know, she hit, came out with 28 Reasons. Oh, this, and yes, I have notes because I can't. I'm not gonna until I get this computer situated. I'm not gonna be stopping this thing at all because I think last time what I understood is that like it fades out. It doesn't like have a continuation to it. When I use this particular recording setup, so I'm just trying to minimize that weirdness to it. So I have notes, so you'll probably be hearing some papers every now and then, which is me, you know, of course, going through it. So like I said, Sugi released 28 Reasons, and to me, right off, like throughout the song, this song has just like a very seductive style to it. You know what I found. So, well, of course, when you have Kang Sui, you can expect, you know, greatness with her vocals. Just yeah, the ranges that she goes through in the song are just phenomenal. You know, just she is really one of the best singers in K-pop in general. You know, just like just her style and the voice and just her, yeah, just everything about her is just literally, yeah, she's one of the best. What else we got? So yeah, like it's kind of it's her the style of it initially when it starts is she kind of it sounds almost like a talking style. You know, it's just very, it's very minimal, like with like any real vocal ranges. You know, where like it had like a hit heavy notes or anything like that. That comes out into like the pre-chorus. You know, but just like the starter pack of the song is, you know, is very minimal. But just like it already like starts drawing you in just because it does. Like it's her style of it. Is, you know, is very mature bass, you know, and just, you know, it does, it grabs you know, like, ooh, what's going on, you know, and then, of course, once you get into kind of the pre-chorus, she breaks out a little bit more in her styles of, you know, of being able to hit notes, you know, continuous notes, and it just, you know, it's, she softens up a little bit in that. And then when she had the chorus really just steps in and just hits you hard. You know, just with the instrumental in the background. And then, of course, her finally just showing her vocal prowess. And, you know, let's see. Yeah, it's not really too flashy. But, like, the instrumentals or even with the synths and all throughout, like, the whole song. They kind of keep it minimal, but like I said, it just that just plays the emphasis onto what is, you know, Sugi's power is with her vocals. In the second chorus, there's a part where she says, "Make your dreams come true," and I absolutely love that part because she has a she said when she says dreams, She gets a little rough at that part, you know. They're like, dreams come true. And, oh, dude, I just absolutely love that part where she just gets that, like, that deeper side. And just, you know, like, I don't know, really know how to explain it, but I fell in love with that part. I'm like, oh, like, she's just bringing on the heat, you know. You know, just like I said, with the instrumentals and everything, it's nothing crazy, but it still gives you such a strong presence. You know, there's like a whistle in there, you know, and, you know, the song just, it does, it pops out, you know, and it's very incredible. Production, the music video and everything, top tier, of course, what you expect from SM, you know, it's nothing too crazy, I would say, you know, just, but there's just another clash of the, almost like the black and white style, just like the, almost like two beans, you know, how, cause it seems to switch off in between those, like, it's showing like a good and a bad side almost, you know, and it just, it captivates so much, and then, yeah, like I said, just, there's a, in the final chorus, she hits a real heavy note, and it is beautiful, of course. So this was definitely a 5 out of 5 for Sugi. So just, yeah, snaps and claps, baby, snaps and claps, you know. And then of course we had, so yeah, 5 out of 5 for Sugi. So next I'll get into Stray Kids now. So yeah, Stray Kids came out with Case 143. I think they had another one too, but I mainly focused on that one. With Case 143, and of course it's typical Stray Kids, you know, just typical JYP with them. It's very energetic, very high paced. The music style is, you know, just a lot of synths, you know, very heavy on, you know, like electronic style music and all. But I just love the interchanging of it. Yeah, extremely energetic tempo with it. Fast pace switches, you know, but it does switch a little in the pre-chorus. In the first part of it, you know, it kind of has like a very heavy and strong setup, you know, like with the little rap part and there's a vocal twist. But once it starts getting into the pre-chorus, it kind of softens up a little bit. But the two singers, you know, like it's just their style. They, you know, the softer voices, you know, they kind of bring it down a little bit. But then once you get into the chorus just kind of snaps back into it and everything. I love the production of this music video, like for real. It just, once again, it's top tier. You know, I love the constant little changes that they did, you know, like especially in the chorus and all, like what they do, you know, like in the between the little parts. And like if you see the video, like it, you know, it changes up and it's very cute, but it's still also very like, it's very, very cool, I guess, or, you know. But yeah, just, oh man, production wise is just incredible. The intro I put felt almost like a video game. That's what I put. Yeah, just like I said, the softer melody works very beautifully with the vocalist, you know, like I said, and the kind of that pre-chorus setups. Where they don't really go too heavy on it, you know, they kind of bring down a little bit of tone so they can just pick it up, you know. And then yeah, in the chorus, they have a part where they're singing it, and it sounds like a tuba, like bass sound, you know, just bump 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 bump. I like that, really nice touch. So and yeah, that was very so. With Case 143, I would give it a 5 out of 5 as well. I really like it, you know. That's typical Stray Kids, though. You know, they're going to have real good hyper music and everything. You know, I haven't really heard anything of recent where it's like kind of slower based and you know, just a little bit more focusing on like the vocal side. You know, like this, yeah, you get the rapping and you get the like the whole craziness from all their different members. You know, just their vocalizing. So yeah, this is a very good song, real great one. So from that though, I'm gonna move over to now Lee Seraphim, who had their first comeback at, well, of course, minus Garam, since she's no longer part of the group. So now this is their first comeback as a five member group. They came out with Anti-Fragile. It took me a while to hear this song, but once I heard it, I immediately fell in love with it. And if you haven't heard it, I do recommend highly recommend this song. Yeah, just it the whole song itself, it feels so immensely drawn from like Latin culture. It's just like the style of it, you know. It's got the same kind of deal, like it's very high tempo, you know, and it does do, you know, rely a lot on the instrumental side and synth side, but just like the whole melody of it, and it feels very Latin based, you know. So I really admired that about this song, you know, because I know that was like kind of a big deal back in the day, a couple of years back, where, you know, K-pop groups were putting out songs that like had that feel, and this one still has a modernization of it. You know, it wasn't like specifically like flat out Latin, you know, influence, but you could tell it does. But it still does spin with the modernization of it, and yeah, it's just, you know, what I put. I really love the different vocal styles of these girls, you know, just throughout the song. The song itself, like I said, just high tempo, and just, you know, they kind of add that little aspect of it too, like, of, you know, and some of the verses where just how they sing it, you know, it kind of has that part, like, what was it, Unche? When she first comes on, you know, in the first verse, you know, she's like, "We have a desire," you know, kind of like that little high accent that you do sometimes hear in a Spanish music, you know. And but that's what I love about these girls, is that each one of them has a unique style of their voice. Primarily Chaewon and Sakura. They're, you know, they're very soft. Their voices are very soft. They're the higher sides, and you know, so they bring that kind of prowess into it. Unche, she's got a very deep voice for the most part out of all the girls, you know. So it kind of fluctuates here, and you know, I like the parts that she was given, because yeah, it kind of knocks off a little bit more edge into it. I felt so. I was, you know, that was a real nice touch on their end. Yunjin, also, her voice has a little bit more deepness to it, but it's not as heavy as Unche's or Kazuha's. You know, but there's still just a little bit of that hint to it where you could distinguish it. You know, but it brings a little bit more strength into when it hurts her parts of singing. You know. And she's got range too, so that's incredible. And then my baby, Kazuha. Her voice is also deep, but it's a little bit rugged. I noticed that in, of course, with their debut, Fearless. You know, when she was doing her little parts, you know, like it. Like it is. It's her voice sounds a little bit rough, but in a good way. When she sings, you know. And when she does her raps and everything, there's just a little bit of like roughness to it, but it works so well, you know, because it just it adds a little bit more uniqueness to the character. And you know, like her part is like lovey 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 dovey dovey dovey, and it just, you know, it did, it just, this whole song in general is truly incredible, you know, production wise. I kind of like that the had the maturity aspect to it, you know, for the most part, but they're still like out there having a good time and everything, and you know, they're showing like little home, almost like home style videos, and like where they're going around and you know, doing things like they're dancing in that store, all that. That was a real nice touch of, you know, productivity. But overall, yeah, this song definitely a 5 out of 5 as well. There's a lot of real good songs that came out. I'm not gonna lie, man. But yeah, for sure, Anti-Fragile, I definitely recommend. I do want to hear the rest of the album though, because I want to see the how these girls are. You know, I just want to hear these other aspects. I want to hear about it. Like, I'm not a ballad person, but I want to hear a ballad just so I can have an idea, like their cap or capability, I don't see. So I'm definitely gonna check out their album just to see what I can pick up on it. And yes, so finally I am gonna get into Dreamcatcher.
Hey.
So like I said, Dreamcatcher just came out with their next comeback, and I guess I don't know if this is gonna be a trilogy or what. But they just, you know, their comeback from oh my god, what, I forget the, oh my god, I forgot their last comeback. The Apocalypse one though. You know, it's that same premise of like apocalypse, you know, like apocalyptic scenarios. So yeah, they came out with Apocalypse, Follow Us. It's also kind of a mini album, so there was only really, what, 4 songs in here? Yeah, 4 songs, and then it had an intro and an outro. So my status, I'll talk about the title track last, of course, you know. So firstly, we had the intro, which is it's an intro, and then chaotical X is what it's called, or chaotic X. So the song was very electronical based, like with the music and the style of it, you know, very EDM-ish get up. You know, had some more of, but in near the end of it, it does add a little bit more of a rock, you know, because it does come in with like a electric guitar, so you do get that aspect of it as well near the end of it. The thing was only like 2 minutes anyway, so their first real song was Fairy Tale. I put, you know, this with Fairy Tale. The gist of it is that the song is almost, it has like a classic rock kind of feel. It's nothing too like real heavy wise, or like on the rock, like we typically are, like almost like metal bass, you know. It's got a softer tone of rock in it. And then yeah, just I put Velvet vocals, because just how these girls sing in this song, you know, a little bit more ability to just showcase it, you know. They don't have to get like too flashy, you know, just typical Dreamcatcher, just, you know, just beautiful voices as always. And then next up we have Some Love. This one, yeah, kind of the same deal, you know. It's very balanced. It felt like with the rock style and the pop style as well. You know, they kind of overlap on each other, and it brought a real beautiful touch to the song itself. So really, okay. Then Dami has her rap in here, and it's just complete greatness. And this one, I just never style rapping in this song. So that was like a real highlight point of that I wanted to notate. After that, we got pretty much the only ballad on the song, which is Rainy Day. You know, real beautiful, beautiful. Have a piano that starts off the song, you know, up until like the chorus. Very beautiful piano. And then too, like, it's not really for like the song. It's primarily in the choruses, you know, but they have the effect of rain, like in the back where you can hear like raindrops, you know. I thought that was real beautiful to add that into there. Like, hey, it's a rainy day, here's the actual rain. just real beautiful touch on it. And then, yeah, of course, so you're gonna have soft vocals. You know, and we all know that these girls can bring the heat vocally. So it's just another showcase that just shows that I feel that Dreamcatcher is one of the most underwhelmed groups in K-pop. Because, how can you not hear their songs and everything and just not fall in love with them? It blows my mind. Like, I mean, especially like with their vocals. I mean, if you really love like singers, like their singing voices and everything, Dreamcatcher is definitely a group that I would think you would want to like know about, just because they are so remarkably talented in vocalizing. You know, I mean, just anyone and everyone in that group can be amazing with songs. I mean, look at when they had their full album, you know, which was the last comeback, you know, the full album where they had their solo albums, or the solo songs. And I mean, just each one was a top tier just because it fit those girls perfectly. So, I mean, when you bring them together, it's just... then, yeah, as the song progresses, it adds more instrumentals into it. Yeah, very beautiful song, as always. And then at the end, you had Outro, Mother Nature. And I just put basically the song itself, like, relays heavily on, like, a documentary, basically. Like, on a animal documentary. You know, kind of like the National Geographic style or anything like that. Like, you know, that kind of like that, how that style of a song that they use for those kind of like animal shows and all. That is exactly what this one was. So, definitely check it out if you want to hear that kind, you know, that style. But without further ado, we now get into the title track, which is Vision. And this one I put, yeah, terrific style of electric, basically electric rock is what I put. You know, the song starts off a little bit, slow, you know. You know, nothing too crazy, you know, like, Yoohyun starts it off, and just, like, the instrumentals in the background, it's nothing too flashy to begin with, you know. Just a little bit of that soft rock in there, you know. And then of course once the pre-chorus comes around, the music kind of dies out a little bit. It gets more into like the electric side, you know, just electric descents, kind of building it up. And then finally, once you get into the chorus after the fourth march, and it kicks into overdrive in the chorus. It's real heavily on the metal aspect, you know, that we usually expect from Dreamcatcher, you know. It just, you know, brings it in heavy. And then, yeah, just, you know, they get a little bit of auto-tune in the vocals, you know, when the girls sing that part. And of course, but it just works out so perfectly well. Very very beautiful piece. Dami's rap in this one, for real. Dami's rap and vision. Ah, best raps. Best rap in K-pop right now. Like, K-pop songs that I've heard. You know, just... And then this part, like, where it ties in, too, where it... Like, the background music is more, like, EDM style.
Yeah.
It's, like, more of the electronic, like, completely... until it kicks out again, you know, into the pre-chorus and everything, which, oh, man, just... I can't get over this Dummy's rap. You know, always stuff of legends, what I put. As a CG, for as a production standpoint, yeah, this thing just amazing production. It wasn't like I can't believe I forgot what the last song was. When the power come back, it was more, you know, it was more the CGI was, like we said, a little bit over the top. But with this one, it actually, you know, played in well. Save Us, and it was Mason. Oh, damn. Mason. But, yeah, with the production in this music video was way, way more balanced, you know. These girls just here are completely just outstanding performances, you know. Like, costumes, of course, were incredible. Really loved Shion's wig. The white wig worked out, and then the little face bracelet, I guess is what it's called, I think, or eye bracelet, if I can. Really, you know, really stand outish. Of course, Gaeyoung killed it, as always. She didn't get a lot of flash in this, and in this one, like, you know, singing wise, but it's okay. You know, her, the parts that she was involved in, yeah, just, she killed, obviously. And yeah, you know, just like I said, they looked incredible. And this album itself, just, you know, real nice. Real nice blend of a little bit of everything in there, you know. But it's typical Dreamcatcher. So yeah, this one for sure was a 6 or 5 out of 5. No, yeah, I highly recommend this. You know, check it out. Man, that's good. And yep. So with that, that will pretty much conclude this episode. I keep it a little short. Like I said, I probably will, probably after the concert, you know, maybe do a little recap, I guess, you know, how I felt about the concert, you know, just to give a little extra bonus. And then, yeah, I'm sure we got more stuff coming up and everything. And in K-pop, you know, like I said, I'm still working on what I want to do for next year, in regards to the podcast. You know, I do want to keep it, but I don't know if, like, I'm driving myself away. Like I said, like, I honestly should have recorded way earlier. And just, I've been, like, kind of, like, pushing it away. So I gotta figure out what I want to do. But, you know, regardless though, I do really love you guys. Thank y'all for your support. And then, like I said, I'll just, you know, keep in touch about it, and we'll go from there. So yeah, just, you know, thank you for the love and support. You know, stay safe out there. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.